Kreshim Safta Chulun Daf Kuf Tez Vav. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Dalet on the base. Two lines from the bottom. Simon Shabbos Chayur Shukale Zroim Oisus Benoit Vishlua Kakan. In the previous year, the Gemara had quoted the opinion of Rav Ashi, who had taught us that based on the pasuk of Leisoichel Kol Ka'eva, we know that Bas B'cholov is not only Osa V'achil V'vishol, that the Torah says explicitly, Leis V'ashol G'di V'chalei V'imoy, but that Bas B'cholov is also Osa V'achilu B'hano. Because the Torah says, Kol Leisoichel Kol Ka'eva, anything that the Torah considers abomination is Osa V'achilu B'hano. Ask the Gemara, if that is indeed the case, El Me'ata, Masa Shabbos Lipsum. The halacha ought to be, asked the Gemara, that anything that was created in Shabbos, for example, if somebody cooked on Shabbos, the halacha ought to be that that should remain asur. And as we learned at the beginning of our Masechta, on Daf Tezvav, there's a machlokus between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda and Reb Yochanan Sandler exactly what is the status of Masei Shabbos. We learned that according to the opinion of Rameya, if something was cooked on Shabbos b'shogeg, it's mutter, and Motzei Shabbos, it's mutter after the amount of time b'chdei shiyasa that it would take to cook it. According to Yehuda, Motzei Shabbos, it's mutter for others in the time of b'chdei shiyasa. For the one who actually cooked it, it's also forever. According to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, it's also to everyone forever. Because as we learned, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler explained, the pasuk says regarding Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Hi Lochem, Ma Kodesh Osu Bahano, just like Kodesh is Osu Bahano, Af Master Shabbos Osu Bahano, so too is the halacha regarding foods that were made on Shabbos. So now ask the Gemara, according to the opinion of Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, that foods that were cooked on Shabbos aren't asur, Masa Shabbos Litzru, the halacha ought to be that anything cooked on Shabbos should be asur, Doti Achtu L'chu, who it's something that the Torah says is asur. So Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara ask Rabbi Yochanan Sandler as well? Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, as we just said, learned from the pasuk that compares Shabbos to Kodesh, Ma Kodesh Asur, Af Masa Shabbos Asur. Why couldn't Rabbi Yochanan Sandler learn from the pasuk of Kol Shoti Aftilach? That question the Gemara doesn't pose. So Tosfos says, because if we were to learn from that pasuk, then we wouldn't differentiate between something done b'shogeg and something done b'mezid. And in fact, even Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, who is the machmer, is only machmer b'mezid, not b'shogeg. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler had to bring another pasuk. And therefore, the Gemara's question, however, remains on Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, that why don't they learn from the pasuk of Leisoichel Kol Ka'eva? Answers the Gemara, Amakra, they say the pasuk says regarding Shabbos, Ki Kodesh Hi Lochem, Hi Kodesh, Vemaseh HaKodesh. Only the Shabbos is Kodesh, but not what was created on Shabbos. So there's a special pasuk to teach us that Shabbos, Maaseh Shabbos, are not Asur. Ask the Gemara, continuing again, once we've established the Torah says, Leisoichel Kol Ka'eva, then the halacha ought to be Chayrish, B'shor, U'v'chamor. The Torah says, you're not allowed to work with a donkey and an ox together. And there's another law. The Torah says, that one may not muzzle an animal as it's working in the field. The halacha ought to be, and again we're going to begin learning the Gemara as Rashi learns it, that anything grown and as a result of this type of work, litzro, datiyatil chahu, it should be asur. So according to Rashi, the Gemara's question is regarding the field, the crops that were created through such labor. Tosfos says, Tosfos has an entirely different girsa in the Gemara. Tosfos' girsa is that the Gemara's question is on the animals themselves, that the animals that were used to do something that's usur in Shabbos ought to become usur. And the Gemara's answer, according to Tosfos, is hashtal gvay sharu. If the halacha is that these animals that were used to do these averis are mutter legvaya to be brought as a carbon lehedyet mibayi, certainly we may eat from those animals. Continues the Gemara according to Tosfos Girsa, ulo gvaya menal on the sharu. And from where do we know indeed that they may be brought as a carbon? The ksiv umiyad benechloi sakrivus lechem alakechem mikol eila, which means moch vekosus venosuk vekorus. Those defects, iat makriv, at makriv, you may bring as a carbon kachim shenev de ben avera. That's Tosfos Girsa in the Gemara. But again, we're going to learn with Rashi's Girsa, that if the Torah says l'soicha kol ta'eva, that anything that was grown as a result of an avera should become usur. Answers the Gemara, hashta umas Shabbos b'chamira. If Shabbos, which is so much more stringent, that Shabbos we know carries with it a chiyuv misa, maaseh mitarim. We just finished learning ki kodesh shilochem, ki kodesh emaseh, kodesh hani. Then these items, these things which don't carry with them a maase Shabbos like kolshkein. But now we have obviously a question that if we're saying that even Shabbos that doesn't carry with it a chiyuv misa, if Shabbos that carries with a chiyuv misa isn't usur, so then certainly bas b'cholof, which doesn't carry with it a chiyuv misa, ought to not be usur. So Rashi says that there's a difference between bas b'cholof versus everything else. Bas b'cholof is the actual item that was created through the avera, where we mixed meat and milk together. Whereas other places, it's not the actual item that was created. It's an avera was done on the field with the animal, and then once the animal, an avera was done with the animal, then the field grows. But it's not that the field itself is the actual object of the avera. But as Tosfos, Shabbos, if you cooked on Shabbos, so you created a food on Shabbos. So again, why is it different than Bas B'cholof? It itself is the actual to'eva. It itself is the actual item that was created through an avera, and the halacha ought to be that it's asr. Answers Tosfos, there's a fundamental difference between bas b'cholof and all other averas. By bas b'cholof, you could actually see the dvar avera, whereas by all other things, you don't actually see the dvar avera. You only see, it's not obvious that what you have is dvar avera. And that's why the Torah is stricter when it speaks about bas b'cholof than it does about any other avera. Ask the Gemara, Han climbs Kali's Roim Litzru. We know that we're not allowed to plant two different types of seeds together. So why is it that if we plant two different seeds and a fruit develops, the halacha is that that fruit is usur, that fruit may be eaten, it should be also because after l'chalahu, it should fall into the category of l'soichu kol ta'eva. Answers the Gemara, midagolah rachmona gabi kalei kerem. Specifically by the kalei kerem, the Torah says, pen tigdash, that what is created by planting seeds next to a vineyard, that the Torah says, pen tigdash, pen tuket eish, that must be burned. Mechlal, the Torah is teaching us that only by Kalei Kerem is there this stringency that what is created through Isser must be burnt. Everywhere else, we don't have that Isser. Mechlal, by the Kalei's Roim, Sharu. Ask the Gemara, why? So, before we go further, Tosfos asks a question. Maybe the way to learn the Pasuk is Ben Tigdash teaches us that Kalei Kerem, not only are Osa Bechila Ba'anah, but they actually have to be burnt, but Kalei Zera are Osa Bechila Ba'anah, but they don't have to be burnt. So Tosfos says, two Terutzim. One Terutz Tosfos says,
that the Gemara asks a question, a different question. The Gemara could have indeed asked this question, but Taisa says the Gemara chooses to ask another question. That's one Taisa Taisa suggests. Another Taisa Taisa suggests is, if that was the entire point of the Pasuk, that the Pasuk was teaching us that Kali Kerem must be burnt, and Kali Zera don't need to be burnt, but they are also Bechila Bahana, then why did the Torah write the word Pentigdash? The Torah should have written the word Ben Tisroi. The fact that the Torah uses this word Tigdash regarding the Kalei HaKerem is an indication that only the Kalei Kerem have this din, not the Kalei Zera. But ask the Gemara, the Ema, perhaps we should say Kalei Kerem Asurim Bein Bachilim Bein Bano. The Kalei Kerem are also both in Achilim Bano. Kalei Zroim, not to say that they're completely mutter, but the Bachila Siri, but there will be also Bachila. Answers the Gemara, Iskish Makale Behema. The Torah compares Kale Zera to Kale Behema. The Tziv, as the Pasuk says, Behemtecha Leisara Bia Klayim, Sotch Leisizra Klayim. And Ma Behemtecha, just like by Kale Behema, the Loch is Hayotzim and Materis, what grows from what is produced by mating two different animals is Mutter. Ask the Gemara of a Kali Behema Gufa Minawa, and from where are you so certain that by Kali Behema the Aloch is that it's Mutter? Answers the Gemara, Mida Os Rachmana will climb the Gavoya, since we find that the Torah says Mashki Yisrael, that Kali Behema may not be brought as a carbon. Why does the Torah have to come out of, go out of its way to say that Kali Behema may not be brought as a carbon? Mechlal, the Lahedit Shari, is coming to teach us that the Lahedit Shari. Ask the Gemara, Ois Vespinoi Letzor. We've learned earlier in our Masech that Halacha is, Ois Vespinoi Loisishka Tu B'Yoyim Echad. And the Torah, so ask the Gemara that the Halacha ought to be that if somebody did Shech a mother or a child in the same day, that the other one should be usher because of the pasuk of Lysoichel Kol Te'eva. Answers the Gemara, Mid Os Rachmana Mechusas Malu Gvaya. The category of Ois Vespanoi falls into the category of disqualifications of Mechusas Man. Mechusas Man means anything that today isn't a day that could be, it could be brought as a carbon. And the typical example is an animal that isn't yet 8 days old. But truthfully, Ois Vespinoi is also in the category of Mechusas Man. Because why is because it can't be brought today as a carbon, since the mother or the baby was brought as a carbon today. It could be brought the next day. So since the Torah put a special din of Mechusas Man regarding carbon, from there we see that Mechlal the Lahedit Shari. So many Rishonim say, from here we see, the Ois Vespinoi, if somebody shechted the mother or the child, and the other one was also slaughtered that day, l'chatchila it may be used. But the Ram quotes Hilchas Gedolus, then with the Rabbanon made a knas that the second animal that was slaughtered, that was not supposed to be slaughtered today, may not be eaten today, because one violated the Isser of Ois Vespinoi. Interesting to note that the Shach, in quoting the Hilchas Gedolus, says that Isser is only on the Shaykhid himself. It doesn't apply to others. Ask the Gemara, Shiluach HaKalitzer. We know, the Torah says, Ki Kari Kantzipur, if one finds a nest with a mother and its child, Shalach to Shalach HaSa'en, you have to send away the mother, Vesabonim Tikechlo. So the Gemara's question, according to Wampshan and Rashi, is that the Allah ought to be that if somebody kept the mother, which was a violation of what the Torah said, he should have to, and he should not be allowed to eat it, because it falls into the category of Lysoichel Kol Te'eva. Or another pshat that Rashi suggests, we're going to learn with the first pshat, but another pshat that Rashi suggests, that since at the original moment, while the mother was together with its children, we weren't allowed to take that mother, so that mother became usur, and it should be remain usur forever. Answers the Gemara, the Rambam Taurus Shlach with the Kol. But again, according to the way we learned the Gemara, the question was
that if somebody kept the mother and then sent it away, it should be usur. So the Gemara's teretz is that it's inconceivable that that should be the halacha, because if somebody did send away that mother, we can never tell that that was a mother that was usur, and it would turn out that somebody taking that bird flying would be doing an aveira, although b'shoydi. And the Torah would have never created a situation that somebody should do an aveira, and therefore it's inconceivable that the Torah would have. That's why it's inconceivable that that bird should be usur. So the Mefarshim say, based on this Gemara, that from here we see that the din that you're not allowed to be mevatel isur tachila, we're not allowed to create a situation of isur, is midaraisa, because here we're using this concept of ein mevatel isur lechatchila. So, which is a question, because most poskim hold that bittel isur, the din of ein mevatel isur lechatchila, is only the rabbonon, not a deraisa. So Rav Sam Shoifer says there's a difference between lach to lach and yovish to yovish. Ein mevatel isur lechatchila is a drabon by lach to lach, but when the thing remains independent, like a bird, there it's their bittel isur lechatchila is indeed daraisa. Another teretz that the achronim suggest is that even if we'll hold that the entire issue of ein mevatel isur lechatchila is only the rabbanon, that's only with something which is osa b'achila. Here, the Gemara is suggesting that it should be osa b'hanah. Something that's osa b'hanah, there everybody will agree that ein mevatel isur lechatchila. Another pshat is, here it's havanosa levatel. I know I'm sending it, and it's going to become bottle. Where it's havanosa levatel, I intend to create a situation of bittle, everybody agrees that Eimavatum Isser is a deraisa. But then the question is, why wouldn't this bird become bottle amongst all the other birds? So the simple terrace is that one may perhaps take this bird before it gets mixed up with other birds, and therefore we can't rely on bittle. Another terrace that the crazy place he suggests, and we've mentioned this concept, that when do we say bittel isser? Only when there's a taruvus, when there's a mixture. But if this bird is not part of a mixture, there we don't say bittel, there we don't say that it's bottle beroyf. Another teretz that the achroim suggest, that, and we've spoken about this concept as well, when we say that something is bottle beroyf, how are we to understand bittel beroyf? Is it to be understood that the Isser now becomes Heter? Or is it to be understood that the Isser remains Isser? Just the Torah tells us there's a rule of Roiv. And many Echwanim say that of course the Isser remains Isser. There's a new din of Roiv, that we should follow the Roiv. And therefore, the Torah would not have allowed us to go Lechatchila and perhaps end up eating a bird that is Osir, even if we have the Heter of Bittel Beroyf. So from here we see, say the Poskim, there's a concept that we're not allowed to create a takola, that we're not allowed to create a situation where somebody may inadvertently do an Isser. And that's why the halacha is that one may not sell an animal or a bird that has a deficiency, that has a trefa that isn't noticeable. We go back to when we learned Eilat Treifas. The one of the common cases of Treifa was a drusa. Let's say there's an animal or a bird that was nidras, that was stamped upon, but it's not noticeable that that's what happened. But the halacha calls that bird or animal a drusa, so you're not allowed to sell it because somebody may inadvertently come to eat it. You're not allowed to even sell it to a guy because that guy may in turn sell it to a Jew. The interesting question that I saw that the Achroyim debate is regarding selling wheat off to that is chometzdig, that got wet, and therefore can't be used for matzah. So there it's obvious that it's chametz day, may it be sold or not? Why not? Because maybe once it'll be ground into flour, it won't be noticeable that it's chametz. So should it be also to sell that to someone who may sell it further and use it for matzah flour, even though right now it's obvious that it can't be used? The shayla meshiv is makel. He says right now it's noticeable that it can't be used for matzah, and that's enough of a heter. The Marsham and the Chazon Ish disagree. They say since it's common that grain is ground into flour, and when it's going to be ground into flour, it wouldn't be noticeable that it had on, that it was chametz. The halacha therefore remains that it should not be sold. It should not be sold to before Pesach to anyone that may in the situation that may end up being used as flour for matzah. So, at this point, we were up to is that the Torah says Lysaka Kol Teiva. According to Rav Ashi, that is the source how we know the Bas Kachol is also Bachil Ba'anor. And furthermore, it seems from the Gemara that all situations where something is Osir, it remains in the category of Lysaka Kol Teiva, unless there's a special limud, or there's a special way of proving that halach ought not to apply, as the Gemara has spoken in the various situations that we just learned in our Shia today. Everywhere else, perhaps, it should be indeed usur. So one of the questions that I saw is that if so, why it's chamish oval of HaPesach, not usur? Oh, according to Shimon, it's not usur at all. And according to Yehuda, there's a special pasuk. Why would there be a special pasuk needed when we have this, where we have this concept of loisachol kol teiva? So in understanding Reb Shimon, that says there is no issur chamish oval of Pesach deraisa, we can understand it fairly easily, because Reb Shimon holds that the issur of chametz travels together with the chiyuv of eating matzah. And since there's no chiyuv of eating matzah after Pesach, there is no issur chametz either. But the question remains, according to Reb Yehuda, why do we need a special pasuk? So the answer is, the chiddush of chametz oval of Pesach according to Reb Yehuda is that even it's only when something was done with the item. Chametz shavuot of a Pesach, nothing was done with the item. It just remained over Pesach. And since it remained over Pesach, that's why we wouldn't automatically apply the circle called Ta'iva, only because Rabbi Yehuda says there's a special pasuk that teaches us that halacha. Now we understand, explains the Aruch Hayim, why did Moshe Rabbeinu specifically have to tell Klal Yisrael that they could eat the mon on Shabbos? Because since the Torah says that they weren't allowed to leave over any month, so automatically that month falls into the category of Lysoichel Kol Teiva, and only because the Torah gave us a special heter to eat that month was it allowed to be eaten. Otherwise, indeed, it would not be allowed to be eaten. So now the question the Paiskim asked, what would be the halacha if something was stolen? Would one be allowed to eat that or use that item? Why isn't it in the category of Lysoichel Kol Teiva? So one teretz that the Paiskim suggests, going back to something that we quoted from Tosfos earlier in the shiur, is that since it's not obvious that it was stolen, and Tosfos said when the issur is not obvious, we're more lenient, that's why we can be more lenient on something that was stolen. Others say that since the Torah especially gives an issur to bring a stolen animal as a carbon, why did the Torah have to give that issur? It must be because for a carbon it's osur, for hedyot it's mutter. Another explanation that I saw is that since it could be rectified, you could return what was stolen. Anything that could be rectified has a different halacha. And a fourth shot is that this entire concept of loisachol kol teiva refers to matters of issur v'heter. It doesn't refer to issues of dinei mamonis. Dinei mamonis
have their own set of rules, and the din and the pasuk of Leisaychol Kalteiva doesn't apply to dinei mamis. So that was Rav Ashi's explanation how we know that bas v'cholov is osa b'achilu u'b'hanor. Am Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, however, has a different source. Menayim v'bas v'cholov sh'asur. How we know that bas v'cholov is osa kamaloymer. The pasuk says regarding the Kram Pesach. Av toichlu menu nor uvashu mevushu. Shein tamaloy mevushu. The word mevushu is superfluous. Ma tamaloy mevushu. What does the Torah mean by saying the word mevushu? Loy melach. To teach us yesh lecha bishul ach shukazer. That there's another case where something is cooked, that it should be treated like a Kram Pesach that's cooked. Eze zeh bas v'cholov. And the Torah is teaching us that just like a Kram Pesach, which is cooked, is osur b'achila, so too is the halacha regarding bas v'cholov. And the Samsaita says, why does Rish Lakish say that this pasuk, indeed there's an extra word in this pasuk, a mevushel, that we're using to teach us something, but why would we say it refers to bas v'cholov versus any other isser in the Torah? Says the Samsaita, because there is no other place in the Torah that we find that there's an isser bishul, that there's an isser to cook something. The other, only other place we find there's an isser bishul is by bas v'cholov, and that's why the Gemara is suggesting that's what is being referred to here. The crazy placey, based on this Gemara, says that although, as we're learning, and we'll continue learning, there's an isser bishul, there's an isser to cook bas and cholov together, there is no isser sli, to roast bas v'cholov together. Because he says, our Gemara is comparing bas v'cholov to Karban Pesach. And with Karban Pesach, the isser is to cook. The isser is not to roast. On the contrary, it's a mitzvah to roast the Karban Pesach. And therefore, said the crazy placey, from here we see that one may roast bas v'cholov together. And the crazy placey says, even though, as we will learn, this isn't the source that the Gemara remains with, how we know that bas v'cholov is also the achila, but the fact that the Gemara, the fact that Rish Lakish even had such a havamina, says the crazy placey, and the Gemara didn't immediately ask, the bas v'cholov is also the tzliya, and Karban Pesach is a mitzvah tzliya, the fact that the Gemara didn't even have, doesn't, never ask that question, is clearly indication, says the crazy placey, that bas v'cholov is mutter b'tzliya. The Chassam Sofer and many other Akronim disagree with the crazy placey, because they say when you roast milk and meat together, even though you begin with an act of roasting, but what ultimately happens, they explain, is that that milk, we spoke about this this concept at the beginning of the parish, that milk ultimately gets boiled into the meat that you began with, and therefore that will create a real situation of bishul. Ask the Gemara, Amle Rav Yochanan, ask Rav Yochanan to Rish Lakish, Kur Zu Shoshana Rebbe, why do you find so difficult what Rebbe said? And before we go further and learn Rebbe, so the Rishonim ask the question that we quoted, and Rebbe has a different source, how we know that Bas Macholov is also Bachila. So ask the Rishonim, why is the Gemara only bothered with this question when we're learning Rish Lakish's opinion? And why wasn't it bothered when we learned Rav Ashi's opinion? That Rav Ashi said that we learned it from Leisaychol Kalteiva. So they are Rishonim that indeed say that the Gemara's question is going back to Rav Ashi as well. Others say that Rav Ashi, as we learned at the end of yesterday's shir, was really based on what Rav Avua said, that whatever the Torah says, Leisaychol, it means Isser Achila and Isser Hanor. And that's why Rav Ashi's opinion wasn't challenged. But Rish Lakish has nothing to do with Rav Avua, and now the question is that why is Rish Lakish not agreeing with what Rebbe said? And Kuruzu Shoshana Rebbe, the Torah says Loisachlena. The Torah says, the Torah is speaking there, the parasha of Psulim Nidoshim, animals that become Usur
that become blemished, that the halacha is that they should be redeemed, and the animal still has some sort of level of kedusha. That the pasuk says, loisachlena, the Torah says regarding the dam, loisachlena, leman yitav lacha ulevanech achracha kisaser hayosher b'ene Hashem. Now the pasuk doesn't seem to be talking about blood, as the Rishonim explained, because there are many psukim, other psukim, that already teach us the Issa Dam. The pasuk says, "Rak chazak levilti achal adam." So what is this pasuk referring to? The bas v'chal v'kas medaber. Continues Rebbe in saying, "Ata oyem bas v'chal v'kas medaber." What makes you say specifically that the pasuk is talking about bas v'chal of or yena ela bas v'chal surah shvatayra? Does refer to perhaps one of the other isurim in the Torah? Says the Gemara, "Say lamad." Amr. One of the three hasimidus is dava halom minyonai. Im einin inyan dava zeh. If it can't be applied to this, it should be applied to something else that's similar. The ma'akos v'davu. What is the Torah speaking about here? B'shnei minim. Why is this called shnei minim? So the machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim explain because psulei hamikdashim have in them the concept of shnei minim. On one hand, they're like chulin, they're not brought as a carbon. On the other hand, they're like kachim, as we said a moment ago, they have to be treated as kaidish. You can't use it for a profane purpose. Another pshat the Rishonim give is because the pasuk calls them tzvi v'ayol. Afkan, so must be talking about shnei minim, which is certainly bas v'cholov, are considered shnei minim. So from here we see the Isser of Achil by Bas B'Cholov. So why does Rish Lakish have to learn it from Karban Pesach? Answers the Gemara, Imahi, Hava Mina, Hani Mili B'Achila. If I only had that Pasuk, I would say there's only an Isser Achil by Bas B'Cholov. Aba Hanor Loi. I would not go to the Isser Hanor by Bas B'Cholov. Hamash Malon. That's what the Torah tells us this din. To teach us that even an Isser Hanor, no, it's from this pasuk of Psulei Mikdashim, we only learn Issa Achila. And the Mevushal comes to teach us the din of Issa Hanor. Ask the Gemara, so that's what Reish Lakish was Mechadish. But according to Rebbe, Hanor Menole, where will he know that there's an Issa Hanor like Bas B'Cholov? Answers the Gemara, Nachle Mehofa. Nemekan, it says regarding Bas B'Cholov, Ki Am Kodesh Atal Hashem. B'nema l'halon, the Torah says, v'lo yikadosh b'nei Yisrael. Because machloit is exactly what is that pasuk referring to. Some say it's referring to a male prostitute. Some say it's a male prostitute from Eshek of Zohar. Others say that it's talking about somebody who had relations with a shivcha. Ma l'halon, there it's referring to an Isser Hanor. Having relations certainly reflects an Isser Hanor. Afkan, the Hanor, so too, here too, it represents an Isser Hanor. So, the Mefarshim asked the obvious question. There the Torah says the word Kadesh, and here this says the Torah the word Kadosh. How are we connecting them? So Ritva says, one time Ritva says, this is, it's not a full-fledged drasha, it's enough of a drasha to create a connection. Others say that the connection is on a deeper level. When there's immorality, it brings tumah to the world. And Bas B'Cholov also brings immorality to the world, tumah to the world. Bas B'Cholov brings tumah to the world. And therefore, they're very much connected. But now the Tosfos asks that if so, that we have this limud, so why do we need the limud of Lev Techlenu? Why can we rely strictly on this limud to teach us both Issa Achila and Issa Hanor? So, Tosfos answers, at least the way the Rosh Hashanah explains Tosfos Peretz, that if we only had this pasuk, we would only say that Hanor is also. How will we know that Achila is also? That's why we need this pasuk. That's Ms. Yosef explains what Tosfos means, that if we only had this pasuk, we would say that only a Hanor's Haguf is Osir, where my body has pleasure. But let's say I have a hanor that I benefit, I make profit on it, that's not a hanor saguf. I wouldn't know that it's usur. That's why I have this special pasuk. The Ram Shik explains that what Tosfos means. The word I not have the pasuk like sachlan, if I only had this pasuk, I would say that it's only usur when it's usur even less than a kazayas. Any hanor is usur by bias asuris. That's why we need the pasuk like sachlan to teach us that the isur basur b'cholov is only by a kazayas. Another explanation that the Maram suggests in Tosfos is that if I only had this pasuk, I would say that the only type of hanor is when the item remains. But when the item is completely eaten up, there it isn't usur. That's why we need a special pasuk of lo sechlenu. Others explain, and it's very much in line with what we said a moment ago, that since the comparison of kodesh and kadosh aren't actually exactly the same, the words aren't really the same, so only because I already have the pasuk of lo sechlenu that teaches us that there's an isur achila by Bas B'Cholov, can we go further and say that this pasuk teaches us that not only is there an Isra Achila, but there's an Isra Hanor as well. But if I wouldn't know already that there is an Isra Achila, and to completely rely on this pasuk, the match is not enough of a match to learn that way. The Beit of Lozatana, the Torah says, Lo Soichu Kol Nevela, Lagarish of the Sherecha, Titnana Vacholoi, and Makhul and Nakhul, Kaam Kodesh Atal Hashem Lakacha, Lois Tvasha Gediva Chalei Vamai, Amr Tyra says, Kishitim Karena, that when you have an Avelami, Lois Tvash Lenatim Karena, you're not allowed to have a no, you're not allowed to sell it, you're not allowed to cook it, you just have to sell the Avela itself. So there's a question in the Yechroinu. Here our Gemara clearly teaches us that if one has an Avelami, he's not allowed to cook it in milk and sell it, because he's not allowed to profit from Bas B'Cholov. But what would be the halacha if you're allowed to you have plain nevela meat, which again the halacha clearly indicates that one has nevela meat. He didn't go out to do business with nevela meat. He slaughtered an animal and it turns out to be a nevela. That clearly the halacha is you're allowed to sell it. So let's say it has added value if you cook it. Are you allowed to cook it and sell it, or are you only allowed to sell it as is? It's a machloikus achroinim, if it's asma drabonim, to cook it before you sell plain nevelami. The very Shmuel Tana, and Adi Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel teaches us, the Torah says, lois vashu gediba chalevi moi shloish kamin, the Torah says the same halacha three times, echeles achilav, echeles ahanah, echeles abishal. And this is the most common explanation given how we know that Bas B'Cholov is also b'achila b'anah b'bishul. There's a very interesting question. When we look at this Gemara, and the Gemara teaches us that there's an isser of Bas B'Cholov b'cholov, so it's clearly that the Torah means there's an isser b'shul, because that's the words of the Torah. The Torah also says that we're saying that it also includes achila b'anah. So the question is, when the Gemara quotes Rabbi Shmuel, what did it say Issa Bishul is? It should have said Issa Bishul first. So perhaps the answer to this question is based on a question that was posed to the Chibina Rav. Chibina Rav was asked by someone who was running the food laboratory. And there was a question about some chocolate, that there was a concern that that chocolate was made up of milk and animal fat. And he was asked to do an evaluation on that chocolate. But he said in order to do that evaluation, he has to cook up the chocolate. And cooking involves bas b'cholov. Was he allowed to do that test or not? Really, this question is based on a question that the Shar HaMelech discusses. He discusses, the Shar Ephraim discusses the situation where somebody had some butter that was cooked together with milk, and the question was, could that butter be used as oil, that butter oil could be used on Hanukkah for lighting the menorah. and the Shaar Ephraim says that it may be used, because the Shaar Ephraim says, we know, mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu, so it's not considered that you're having a hanor. The two brother-in-laws, Eliyahu Rabba and the Shvus Yaakov, ask on the Shaar Ephraim, yes, there's no hanor, it's not considered a hanor, because mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu, but the actual act of cooking basa b'cholov is asur. So how could you cook them? As soon as you put that fire on, you're doing the ma'aseh bishul. So the way the achronim, the way the mefarshim defend the opinion of the Shaar Ephraim is that the iser bishul of basa b'cholov, and this is based already on what some rishonim say, the Kesef Mishnah says this, that the Isser of Bishul, Basa B'cholov, is only when that Bishul could come to Achila. But if the Bishul is not going to come to an Achila, I'm using it for Hanukkah candles, then it's Mutter. Therefore, similarly says the Shabina Rav, the person who's cooking up this chocolate that may have in it Basa B'cholov, the entire reason he's doing this test is because he wants to stay away from Basa B'cholov. He doesn't want to eat Basa B'cholov. That isn't where there's an isabishal. The isabishal is only where we could come to eat. Now we can understand, perhaps, the wording of the Gemara. The wording of the Gemara is that the Gemara says that you echad is achil, echad is anov, echad is isabishal. I, we ask that isabishal is the only isser that's explicitly in the Torah, and it should have therefore been mentioned first. The answer is because bishal is not an isser for itself. The only time the bishul is asur is if the bishul could bring achila v'hano. But if it can't bring achila v'hano, then there is no issur bishul. So this bishul is actually the weakest issur, and that's why the Gemara indeed mentions it last. However, just for the record, there are achronim that disagree, and achronim that say that the issur bishul that the Torah says regarding bas v'cholov is an independent issur, even if there is no purpose for eating. It's still also to Mivasho Basa B'cholov. Now the Gemara gives a different source how we know that Basa B'cholov is also Bachil Banor. Tani Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Menayim Basa B'cholov Sh'Osr, Nemar Kan. The Torah says, Ki Am Kodosh Ato, Barsavasho Gedi B'chalevi Moy, Menemal Ahalon V'anchi Kodosh Tiyunui, O Basa B'sad Trefle Sechelu, Mal Ahalon. Also, just like we know we're not allowed to eat a treifa, afkan also, here too we're not allowed to eat bas b'cholov. Anyway, ala b'achila, but that only teaches us an issa achila. B'hano minayim. How do we know that it includes an issa hano? Amr kavachoyma. We'll make the following kavachoyma. Oma orlo. Shleinev d'ba'aveir. When we speak about orlo fruit, fruit in the first 3 years of growth, that no avera has been committed with them. Asur b'hano. It's us b'ano, bas b'cholov, shenet b'aveira, because we're not allowed to cook bas b'cholov together for sure. And it's us b'ano. Ask the Gemara, but you can't bring a raya from orla to bas b'cholov. Ma'al olish came lahoyis l'shas akosha. That fruit was never permitted. Bas b'cholov, as we always explain, we started with two permitted items, and then it's only when they combine our osur. Chams v'pesach yichiach, shahoyis l'shas akosha. Comes before Pesach is mutter, and still also b'hano. Ask the Gemara, but you can't learn from Chametz to Pesach because Ma'alah comes with Pesach, she can't onish karis. Says the Gemara, Kalei Karim Yichichu, we'll bring a rye from Kalei Karim. She ain't onish karis. There is no karis for also b'hano. Ask the Gemara. First, the Gemara began. Ask the Gemara in Isi Ben Yehuda. First, the Isi Ben Yehuda began with Exeris Shava. Of Bas B'cholov to Treifa. And then the Gemara brought a Kavachoyma. Asked the Gemara, Lam li Gzeri Shava, why was there a need to learn a Gzeri Shava, Lasi Kavachoyma Ma'orla? Why don't we just learn it straight from a Kavachoyma from Orla and learn? Uma Orla Shloy Nedaba Aveira. If Orla would know Aveira was done with it, Asur Bein Bachila Bein Ban No, so Bas B'cholov. Shenad ba'aveira ain't a din. Shenas ben bechil ba'no. Answers the Gemara because mishum dekla neimer we can learn we can answer the charis b'shar b'chamor
We spoke at the beginning of the shiur when you work with two animals together. Or chaisim pivgar of a dosh by yechiyah. Shenev the benaveir, where naveir was done. And we learned at the beginning of the shiur, the sharu. That's why the Gemara had to learn it from a gzeru shava. And once we have a gzeru shava, we have no, we can't, the issue, there is no issue from Arla. But in the Braisa, Isi ben Yehuda said we can't bring a raya from Chametz, because Chametz, first the Gemara wanted to bring raya from Arla, but the Gemara said Arla is no raya, because Arla never had a shas HaKoisha, Isi ben Yehuda said. So then the Gemara said, they will bring Chametz for Pesach. But then the Gemara said Chametz for Pesach has a problem, because Chametz for Pesach has a chi of karis. So the Gemara says, we'll learn from Karim, Kalei Karim. Ask the Gemara, why did Isi ben Yehuda have to learn that way? Why did he have to say that? We should have just learned it from a tzad shava of Arla and Chametz for Pesach. Omer of Ashi, response to Ravashi, shouldn't the ikal meima, because we would have said nevela techiach, we would have said that we'll bring a rye from nevela, shasura b'achila muteres b'no. However, now that we're learning from three subjects, Orla, Chametz, and Klayim, we don't ask any question. Ask the Gemara, Amalei remarks to Ravashi, Hachamim Mishmeid Rish Lakish, we learn from Rish Lakish, so the fact that we would have added question from the Vela wouldn't have refuted the Tzad HaShava. So ask them while we go back. Why can't we just learn from a Tzad HaShava of Orl and Chometz? Why do we have to bring in Kale or Karim? Answers the Gemara. If we only would learn from Orl and Pesach, we would have said that Dolten and Magdule Karka. Whereas Bas B'cholov doesn't grow from the ground. Ask the Gemara, Mihachi Hashtanami, now that we've included Kalei Kerem, we still have the same problem. Ma'ale Kalei Kerem, they're also G'dolei Karka. Answers the Gemara, Amalei Ramot Klervashi, Hachami Mishmeid Rav Shlokish, Koma Tzad, Pachina Kalduchu. Whenever we have a Tzad Shava, any question could be asked. Kavach B'loyim Amar, when we're learning not with a tzad shava, when we're learning through a different type of limud, like when we do from kalei keren, which is a mamet sinu, kavachoymer pachinen, we only can ask the question that this has a leniency or a stringency, kol the huloi pachinen. But just to find any question that it has a different characteristic is not enough of a question. But ask the Gemara. The Gemara still persists. V'lefrak l'kula, how can we learn from these three together? Ma'alekula shekein gedulei karka. These three subjects are all gedulei karka. Bas b'cholov is not gedulei karka. And therefore the Gemara's question remains, how can we learn from these three together that just like they are asur b'achila, so too should bas b'cholov be asur b'achila when these three are gedulei karka and bas b'cholov isn't?